I got cheated out of my 6th birthday. I don't care what anyone else says. When others got bikes and toys for their 6th birthdays, I got a brother. A high yellow 7-pound eerily quiet sibling with irises so haunting, his eyes look like voids. When my mom was pregnant with him, I was excited. I would proudly tell everyone who rubbed my mom's belly like a magic lamp that my parents were the king and queen, I was the princess, and my brother, Alan, would be the prince. And then he was born. My parents told me this was the best gift I could ever receive. I couldn't agree less. I would have preferred a G.I. Joe. I remember how frantic my dad was that day. He was practically a single parent. That birthday, my braided pigtails were lopsided, my shoes mismatched, and my birthday cupcakes were delivered late. I didn't know that as I closed my eyes, puckered my lips, and blew out that crackling number 6 candle, that my life would never be the same. There's no name for what we are. We aren't twins of any kind, just coincidences that are mirror images of each other. My brother is 6 foot and lanky, I the 5'3" butterball. He is the epitome of left brain and I the right. He was never in trouble. I couldn't stay out of it. My voice is a sudden presence of lightning, while his is barely above a mumble of distant thunder. We were in the same dance classes, played in the same league, and attended the same schools. Everyone called us the Wilson twins and would ask if we had any kind of twin powers. If you don't count the 6 years, we were born an hour apart. And our mom blames the doctor. He just kept going on vacation, she joked whenever someone would ask her how she managed that one. As we got older, our shared birthday became more of a parlor trick, or something interesting that entertained those who knew us. Our split birthday has been the subject of childhood resentment. At least for me, it was. Until I was 18, our birthdays were weekend events. We'd switch hit like baseball players. One year my birthday would be on a Saturday, the next year his would be. I hated that my birthday wasn't my day to shine. You're adopted, I'd sneer whenever our birthday came around. Mom and Dad just say your birthday is the same as mine because no one knows where you really come from. I was a terror. I even tried to change my birthday. If I couldn't have my birthday, neither one of us could. 2 years ago, we were in Vegas celebrating our birthday, gazing up at the strip when I came to realization. I saw the look of enamor in his eyes. It was the same look he gave me every time they sang happy birthday to the both of us. I realized I was alone in my resentment. In my constant efforts to be unique, I completely overlooked that I was unique. This year, we celebrated at Venice Beach, swaying in the frigid, salty water like buoys. We celebrated as a dynamic duo we should have always been. I wasn't cheated out of my 6th birthday. If anything, I cheated myself, out of a lifelong friend and a partner in crime. I don't care what anyone else says.